And he says, and he shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way. The Lord said that. And you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. Now, Abraham knew that he had a covenant with God. He knew that the Lord had made this agreement with him. So he said the Lord will send his angel. He knew the covenant he had, and he knew that he had a son, and he knew that God wanted his son to have a good wife. And so he wants to go get a woman from his family, from where he had left. And so he sent one of his servants and said, the Lord, the God I serve, that I have a covenant with, will send his angel before you, and you will pick the right woman for my son. So it says, after he knew he had a covenant, he didn't have anything to be concerned about. He knew God would send his angel because he had spoken it out of his own mouth. And God says, because Abraham believes me, I will send an angel to pick the right woman for his son as his wife. Now then, he knew he had a covenant with the Lord. Yes, he did. Do you know that you have a covenant with God? Or do you have a covenant with God? I think about how many years I didn't even know that I had a covenant with God, much less what it contained. Well, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 9, starting with verse 8, and let's read a little bit about this magnificent covenant that we have. Now, Abraham had a great covenant with God. The Abrahamic covenant actually belongs to you and I today as children of the promise. Because every time one of us that's out there in the world becomes a child of God, we become a member of the Abrahamic covenant. And everything that was promised to Abraham belongs to you and I. Now then, let's go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 8. And let's read a little bit about this magnificent, great covenant or agreement that you and I have with God. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also is the mediator of a better covenant. Now, Jesus is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. So the covenant you and I have today is a great and awesome covenant. And Jesus is the administrator of this covenant, and it's a better covenant, and it has better promises than what was originally given to Abraham. We have this great and awesome promise. It says, for in that covenant had been faultless, if that covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second or a new one. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. In other words, they didn't remain faithful. He had made them an agreement, but they didn't remain faithful to it. For this is a covenant, this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. This is a new covenant. I will put my laws in their mind, and I will write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. Wow. What a covenant. None of them shall teach their neighbor, none of them, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful. Now, this is the part that's so awesome. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. That is the greatest covenant, to think that you and I today, regardless of how wicked we've been or what we've done, I don't care who you are, You can come to Christ. You can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and become a member of this new covenant. And He will forget your unrighteous deeds. He will wash you in the blood of His Son. And everything you've done will be washed away. And He will remember those sins no more. And after we become members of that covenant, if we sin after that, which we're not supposed to, but unfortunately we don't know this, and we all continue to sin, we fail to realize that we can walk in obedience to His Word. We can walk holy before Him. We can do what He says because He told us to. If God told us to do that, we can do it. And He says in this new covenant, He will be merciful to us. He will, to our sins, He will forgive and our lawless deeds, and He will remember them no more. In that He says a new covenant, He has made the first one obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. So the Lord has taken away that and given us today a new covenant. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. All these things we cannot now speak in detail. There's so many of these things. But he says here, now, when these things had been thus proposed, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. But unto the second part, the high priest went alone, and then he went in there only once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. Now, many people commit many sins, and they commit these sins in ignorance. Today, you and I do the same things. We commit a lot of sins in ignorance. I still stand amazed as I read and study the Scripture how easy it is to sin against God. What it is to sin. How easy it is to sin, to break His rules. Thank goodness that He is a merciful and gracious God because of the blood of His Son. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gift and sacrifice is offered, which cannot make him who performed this service preferred in regard to the conscience. As we go on down here, in verse 11, we see that Christ came. He came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal salvation, eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and of the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sacrifice for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, how much more? This is this great and awesome covenant that we have. We need to realize we have this great and awesome covenant. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant. You and I have this new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgression under this first covenant, for those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the tester. To think that Jesus died on this cross for you and I, and that by dying on that cross, he obtained a new covenant. And it says, now, according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for you and me. Not that he should offer himself as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood, but to think that he did this for you and me. And as he did this for you and me, he has obtained a redemption for you and I. Now, the law was a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things can never with the same sacrifices, which they also continually year by year make those who approach perfect. But the Lord himself has done this for you and I. He has absolutely made a covenant with you and I and given us a covenant that's taken away all of our sins, that when we come to Christ, we now come into a new covenant. And to think that Abraham knew he had a covenant and he could say God would send forth his angel to bring his son a wife, you and I have a much better covenant, a new covenant sealed in the blood of Jesus, that if we will learn to speak the promises of God, we can send forth our angels, and our angels will go forth and do great and mighty things for us. They will keep us healthy, protect us from the evil one. And if we will only learn to speak the words of God, these angels will absolutely do great and mighty things for you and I.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.